Hello there, listeners. This is Megan Brady, and I think I've got Lorraine. Lorraine, do you want to say hello?
Hello, everybody. It's me, for sure.
There you are. Wonderful. Thank you. So this is a stroke of luck. Tell them what station they're listening to.
Oh, this is CICK, 93.9 FM. I think it's the best radio ever, but that's just me.
Hey, you and me both. So maybe we should tell everybody what they're listening to today, because things are a little bit different. Today, Lorraine is programming from home, so she's hosting from home, and I'm hosting in the studio, so we're using, you know, the internet to communicate and go on air, whatever else. So yeah, this is what we're giving a try today.
Yes, you're at the beginning of a terrific, how would you say, entertainment.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Get ready to be entertained.
Yep. Have your dancing shoes on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. Always be ready. Yeah. I was listening to some music in my car the other day, and I thought, ooh, this would be perfect stuff to play. And honestly, I think one of the songs that you've got selected for today is one of those. So we'll eventually get into that. But yeah, how have you been? It's the new year.
Yeah. And it started off quiet, and it's okay, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can hear in the background, but that's my clock.
Oh, yeah.
It has a bunch of birds on it, and every time it reaches the hour, a different bird. I have people coming in going, where's the bird?
Yeah.
it's the clock. But, this was a bit fun to find singers and so on, and I tried to find ones that would be different, not all one singer. Mm-hmm. So like, you're going to be listening to, I don't know how whatever time we've got, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see how far we get through, but you could even do a quick rundown, like what are some of the artist names? Maybe just give us a rundown. Who are all the names?
We've got Freddie Fender. We have Tom Jones. We have Willie Nelson, Conway Twitty, Patsy Cline, and the Righteous Brothers.
I
get on my computer and I get on Facebook, and I do not know how this happens. But then one of these names will pop up, and then I click on it, and I'm in the middle of everything with it. And so I copied some of the titles, so that and some of them have passed away. Mm-hmm. But there are two of them that have passed away. No, all three of them have. No, sorry, two have passed away, and Willie Nelson is still hanging on.
Yeah, he sure is.
Oh, Conway Twitty. I didn't say him either, did I? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and Tom Jones. All of these songs that I chose were songs that I used to hum to, sing to, and dance to. Just in my apartment or kitchen.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, you know, these are all good singers.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, and enjoyable. And you can sway or sing or dance with them. Some of this new stuff, I'm not so sure. I have a hard time with it. I really do.
Yeah.
That's why these guys.
Oh, yeah. This is my definite favorite music. And I feel like I've told the listeners before, but when I worked at a kitchen shop down in Victoria, everybody would get to choose the music depending on, you know, whatever day, and be like, okay, you choose the music today. And everybody always knew it was me, because it was always oldies, like from the 40s or the 50s, maybe the 60s.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I do have like the birthday and the date of death for a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have birthdays for all of them, but two of them have passed away.
Right.
But it happens, you know, and they've left... how would you call that? Would that be called a legacy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd definitely say it's a legacy.
Yeah, of their singing, and yeah. Well, actually, if you Google them, you can also watch them sing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they are on Google, but yeah, but no, it's there. It's ready to go.
Nice. I could, I'll do the announcement for like events, community events, maybe. I could say I've got the brand new poster. So I know that the Concert Association is presenting T. Buckley Trio tonight at the Della Herman. And I believe they're sold out. And so that's very cool. And then I can give like the, hey, guess what they're going to be doing next is in February, on February 23rd at 7:30, they're going to do Method Dance Society Conversations in Three. And I'll show you the poster too, Lorraine, but it says contemporary dance performances spotlighting identity and self-discovery. And so here, I'll show this for the camera. And for others that want to see or learn more, you could go to bvca.me and you can find all their information there. So there.
Where are they going to be singing?
That dance performance will be at the Della Herman. And then their other show that's tonight is also at the Della Herman. It's
Oh, well, that's all right then. I wonder if there any tickets are available or anything.
Yeah, well, the Dance Society ones, those tickets aren't even on sale, I don't think, yet. You probably can start picking them up tonight or maybe whatever, the next few days. But yeah, the T. Buckley Trio, I believe they sold out, which is wonderful news. Yeah.
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 That's neat. For my first time back, I went to a library board meeting.
Oh, wow.
Last night.
Yeah.
It was really neat because it brought back memories, you know, sitting doing inventory and, you know, and preparing for book sales and stuff like that. It was just like, I'm home.
Oh, that's great. I love
it. Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, I had to just sit there and be quiet because I was too excited. Imagine getting excited over a library board meeting.
Oh, but sure, I get it, especially if it's feeling like home, you know?
Yeah, and I hadn't been to one in quite some time. I used to attend them all the time. So this is my first one in several years, 3 to 4 years.
Actually. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
I think the library is something special here. We are very fortunate. We are very fortunate to have them.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. I know Wendy Wright, and she's just an absolute dream, like lovely, lovely person. Yeah. So glad that she's involved there. And
It was there was just total four of us, counting me, four people that attended. Mm-hmm. But we had a good time.
Good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Sweet.
You'll
have to keep us in the loop about book sales and stuff. I love going to their book sales.
Yeah, they weren't planning anything at this meeting. I usually get all of that information ahead of time.
For sure.
That they're going to have a book sale here or there or everywhere. Because a lot of people do donate their, you know, the books that they've already read.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah. I haven't been to a book sale in probably 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited waiting for that to happen again now.
Good. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to say there was a gentleman in earlier picking up his CICK membership. So thank you for supporting CICK. And he had said that he'd listened to our show, but he actually didn't know that, why the show was called what it is. So this is called A Stroke of Luck.
Yeah.
And why don't you give him a little what's what? Why do we call it that?
Oh, well, for me anyways, and I think you mentioned it as well, I've had a stroke a year ago, and it's not fun,
no.
For sure, and I really have empathy for anybody that's in that situation. And I was very fortunate because I had the stroke when I attended church service, so I wasn't alone by myself with a cat in my apartment.
Yeah.
I had people around me who were able to take care of me until, you know, I could get up and so on. I think I'm surviving okay, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody, mind you, but... Yeah. You know, it's life, and I hope that everyone else in town stays healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when you got back to Smithers, you reached out saying you wanted to do a show. You weren't quite sure if you'd be able to do all the, you know, all the running the board and everything. And so, yeah, it worked out that I was able to help. And then when we needed to come up with a name, of course, because I also had a stroke. I had a stroke in 2021. Then then it was just sort of like, well, here we go. Let's do that. We've got that in common. I mean, among other things, but we've got that in common. And so I'm glad that I get to be here with you doing that.
And you had suggested we would call our program A Stroke of Luck.
Yeah.
And it is. It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
It is.
I would have never looked at it that way, mind you.
No, sure. Didn't feel lucky at the time. But the fact that, you know, we both are here and we can use both our arms and hands and whatever else, you know, that is pretty special.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back in the state. I never thought I would be able to come back to the station.
Yeah.
I used to interview people, so that might be something I'll be doing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and, you know, actually, we had briefly talked about wanting to do guests and how would we get them in here and everything, but we could potentially do this kind of thing and have them join in on Skype or whatever this is, Google Meet. Anyway, you and I, we can chat about ideas. So if any of the listeners out there wanted to, you know, get on here, be interviewed, chit-chat with us.
Yeah, and I mean, until I've done this right now, I never thought about asking somebody to come and participate in this. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I can already think of a couple of people.
Nice. Sweet.
Well, I will plead and beg.
Yeah.
Difficult to ignore me. But yeah, they'll enjoy it as much as we will.
Oh yeah, you betcha. You'd hope so anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we should play some music?
Sure.
Why don't you tell us, read off that first guy and let us know whatever information you got on him.
Freddie Fender?
Yeah.
That's number one. Let's see, his birthday was June 4th, 1937. He did pass away October 14th, 2006. I've got two songs of his. I don't know which one you would like.
We'll do them both. So start with the Before the Next.
Yeah, the first one is Before the Next Teardrop Falls. And then the second one is Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Yeah.
So here you go, guys.
Yeah, okay, well, here, let's see if I can do this all at once. Wish me luck. Here we go. Freddie Fender.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away. Every teardrop that you cry, and if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
I should send that song on to my ex.
Yeah.
Because wasted days and wasted nights, man, life. Long time ago. Yeah, I think he's in Mexico right now.
Your ex is?
My ex.
Oh wow.
Long time ex.
Right.
He goes to Mexico in the wintertime.
Nice. Yeah, one of those, whatever they call that. Yeah. Must be nice. My grandparents used to go down to Florida, I think, every winter, snowbird style. Yeah.
Yeah, quite a few people actually do that. Mm-hmm. I wonder how it's going to be with...
He Who Shall Not Be Named? Oh.
The new... President, yeah. Oh, I can't say his name without cussing, so there you go. I won't say his name. But the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. I spent 2.5 years in the States.
Oh, wow. Whereabouts?
Just Seattle. Not far. Okay. I worked there. I worked in the hospital as a ward clerk and worked for the police department. That was interesting.
Wow, yeah, no doubt.
In the States, yeah, it was, really. It was okay. But I did have quite a few Americans that would come up to me and go, so when are you going to become an American citizen?
Oh, right. Like,
I'd look them square in the eye and say, never.
No, nope. I'm here for this and that's it.
Yeah, I was born Canadian and I'm dying Canadian.
Yeah. So Seattle, hey, how long were you in the hospital versus the
working in the police? Hospital, I worked there for pretty close, about a year and a half. And then I looked around and found a job with the local a police department in one of the smaller communities. And that was really interesting because they even had, like a jail, two small jails.
That they yeah, like a couple of cells. And
yeah, cells. The mm-hmm. people who were driving drunk,
yeah,
they would find them a place to sleep it off.
Right, yeah. What year was this, or where it went abouts?
Oh, shoot.
Give me a decade. How about that?
It's quite a while ago. It was quite a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I came home and met my last husband,
mm-hmm.
and he was a truck driver and a cowboy. Just everything that I loved. Because we rode horses like you wouldn't believe. And we would go to rodeos and things. Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's cool.
And he passed away in 2002.
Oh, wow,
but,
yeah.
I cannot replace him. I cannot. He was the, how do you call it, full meal deal?
Yeah, well, that's nice. Yeah. Then you got to end it off with the good one.
Yeah, he was awesome. But who knows? I'm still young enough.
You betcha. You betcha you are.
I kind of put a stop to everything. I closed the door. Anyhow, okay, so we've done Freddy Fender.
Yeah.
Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, yeah.
You got
that's,
it.
That's kind of a warning to people. Don't waste.
Yeah, don't waste.
Days or the nights, you know? They only come around once. So... And so, what are we going to do now? We're going to continue with the singing, or
yeah, let's do it. Let's move on to the next. Oh yeah, I'm trying to use the wrong computer again. Classic. Yeah, tell us about Tom. What do you got about Tom?
Tom Jones. He's a June fellow too. So am I, by the way.
And as I am as well. I know we're a bunch of Geminis.
We are totally impossible. Tom Jones. He's June 1940. I'm a year younger than him. I was born in 41.
All right.
So, anyways, I've got two songs of his. The first one says, "It's Not Unusual." And the other one I kind of like because I do have a cat. And it's, "What's New Pussycat?" And so I sing that to her. She looks at me like, "Where did you come from?"
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, let's play these two and then we'll come right back.
Okay. All right. Everybody enjoy.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, oh.
pussycat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Yeah, I can sing that to my cat.
Yeah.
I call her my guard cat because she's got good hearing. So anytime there's a sound at all from the apartment building and that, she's looking at me like, who's that? She's very protective.
Well, she's sure. Like, my cat was intrigued by we had the windows. Oops, my volume is way too loud. I just realized we had the windows replaced in the basement suite that I'm living in. Well, I had nothing to do with it. I just got out of the way. But so I had to clear off. Like, I have one of those, it's not called a chair rail, I don't think, but basically there's like a shelf that goes all the way around the apartment at about like 4 feet high. And it's cool if she can get up there, but if I don't want her up there, for instance, where it's full of all my plants, I have to keep her out of there. But then I had to move all my plants, and so she got to adventure on that rail where, you know, she doesn't usually get to go. So she was very pleased with that overnight and this morning.
Oh yeah, this one is very checks out everybody that comes, and if she's definitely a female.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if there's any males that come, any at all, cousins, whatever, she's over there right away.
Yeah.
Wanting to be picked up and stuff.
So cute.
I didn't know cats were like that. I never liked cats.
Yeah.
She really knows the difference between a woman and a man, I think. She's quite funny. Yeah. But yeah. When I got her, I was told her name was Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not a Fiona. She's a Fee. I changed it completely down to Fee because then I can scold her if she gets into too much trouble. It's easier to do. But yeah, it's interesting to have a cat. But anyways, that was
Tom Jones.
And he's a year younger than me. He's doing pretty good. Yeah, but anyways, that's that. We've got a few others coming up, but
yeah,
I'm not gonna overwhelm you here.
No, yeah, let's do our station ID and maybe thank the sponsor too.
Okay.
Take it away. I throw to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, station ID is CRCK 93.9 FM, and it's situated in Smithers,
mm-hmm,
next to the, what the heck is that place called?
Info Center and the Museum.
There, that's it, the museum, that's what I was trying to think of. And the Info Center is right there, too. You can see them through the window. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to have a picnic or something, Give it some thought, because there we are.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of things here. So, yeah, Smithers Community Radio.
Yeah, and I think it's just totally awesome. People's eyes just kind of, like, get bigger when you say, well, it's the radio station there. Why don't you come on down and have an interview or something? And they're like, oh, I don't know. But, you know, it's okay. It's safe. We're not going to do anything bad. We're not going to ask anything too private. You don't have to answer.
Yeah, no, true enough. Yeah, community radio, man. It's great. It's volunteers like you that really just, you know, keep us going and keep the airwaves filled with really cool and unique perspectives and music and, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very fortunate here. The only thing, trouble I've met is I was planning on doing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little recorder. I don't know how to work it anymore. I started playing with it a little bit and I thought, I have no idea. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of practicing.
Yeah, definitely do some practicing. See what you can figure out there. That would be really good.
Yeah, I used to meet people in the Safeway parking lot. They were visitors from out of town. And I would go, oh, so how do you like it here? And so on. They just came up to go fishing or whatever.
Yeah. Awesome.
And some of them were from the States. And it was neat to be able to introduce them to everybody here in Smithers.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. And then to thank a sponsor as well today.
Oh, I think I have one written down here. So,
you
betcha. Classic Sanitary?
Classic Sanitary, sorry,
Did I write it up properly?
There, it'll be like playing that game of telephone where, like, I tell you something, you write it down, then you try to read it back to me, and we figure it out together.
Yeah, well, it's classic. And what's that?
Sanitary. Yeah.
I missed out on the R.
The spelling's hard in the best of times. Those guys are really great. They supply us with all our, like, cleaning supplies and paper products. And, I mean, we don't use a lot in this little tiny train car of ours, but it's a big impact.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I only wrote down one.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we can thank another one later on, but I think that's all that's needed there.
Well, and that's good that they come around and clean places, eh?
Well, honestly, I actually don't know the extent of all of their services, but I know that you can go in, they're across from Paul's Bakery, you can go in and, like, buy supplies for either commercial space or, like, I won't even pretend to fill in all the blanks, but they donate paper towels, toilet paper, cleaning supplies and stuff to us.
That's one sponsor.
Yep. Thank you to those guys.
And we've got several others, which we'll bring up as the time goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the only one I wrote down, so.
That's it. Yeah. That's all we needed for that one.
Yeah, okay. There we go. That's our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's next?
Now we could move on to Patsy.
Patsy Cline?
Yeah.
Okay, here she is. I've got two of hers. Do we do two of them?
Let's play two of hers as well and let us know when her birthday is.
Well, she was born September 8th, 1932, and she has passed away March 5th, 1963. So she's been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I only picked two songs from any of these ones, so I'm sure she has a lot of others. But I picked Fall to Pieces and Crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love these both.
These old songs, I memorize them, I guess. I sing along with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes I dance. I don't dance with her stuff because it's
gentler. It's more of a swaying.
And it's a bit more intimate for her. So
right.
I try to honor her doing these Fall to Pieces and Crazy things.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, shall we have a listen?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Here we go with Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces, followed by Crazy.
Pieces.
That's a nice song. They all are, actually.
Yeah, they are beautiful songs. Yeah, she's just got such a great quality to her voice. It was funny when you sent me the list of songs, I realized that there's at least two songs called Crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, which I thought was extra appropriate because when I was titling the name of this episode, just because I'm using two computers and this, that, and another thing, I called it Brain Scramble or something like that. So I'm feeling a little crazy, but I feel like we got this.
I see that. There's a, yeah, it's a Willie Nelson.
Yeah, it's a Willie Nelson.
Doing the same kind of crazy as she was.
I know. We'll find out. If it's just a cover, then there we go. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't, I played them all, but I don't have a good memory of.
Well, sure, right. Yeah, no worries.
So, what is new in Smithers?
Anything ooh, let me just, up? Yeah, what else is coming up? So, man, what is it's January. Okay, I got that much.
Yeah.
I know that next month CICK will be celebrating our programmers by doing our what do we call it? The CICK Awards. And so we're just going to host a little gathering in the back of the train car for our programmers and their family, whatever. And yeah, we'll give out some awards for people. And just to really, I guess, share our appreciation with some of the programmers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do that.
It's party time.
And it's a party.
Time.
Yeah. We tend to call it the Blala Day Party because we got away from calling our Christmas party a Christmas party. And we said it was a holiday party. And then it's actually really hard to do anything in December. Like everyone's so busy. Yeah. And yeah. So we said, well, we'll do something in the new year, and we call it the Blala Day Party. So it'll be a Blala Day Party and the awards.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always loved this radio station.
Yeah, you've been involved.
To go to Prince George was very hard because it's not the same at all. Smithers has some kind of an atmosphere. I don't know.
Yeah, it's totally it's different. Good feels, good vibes, pretty nice, pretty good, and a fair amount going on.
People are kind. I'm surprised and how touched, I guess you could say, when I'm struggling with a big bunch of groceries and stuff, and usually somebody comes to help me put it in my car and everything, you know.
Yeah.
It's just people are just really special people here. I don't know if it's the water or the air. But
yeah.
There's a lot of nice people here.
There is. Okay, here. I decided I'd pull up some other events that are going on in town. So, Smithers events. So, on January 22nd, is that tonight? That's tonight at the Smithers Public Library. They're having Book Lovers Night Out. And I don't know what that is, so I'm going to read it here. It says, Wednesday, January 22nd, from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Smithers Public Library. It says, a fun community book club where drop-ins are always welcome. Meet the fourth Wednesday of every month. So it's a regular monthly thing. The fourth Wednesday of every month, they do that. Who knew?
Yeah, I don't know how long that's been going on.
I don't know either if it's a new thing that they just started in the new year or what. I think I've never been in a book club. I'm not a big reader. I've gone through my phases, but it used to be when I would be waiting for the bus a lot when I lived in the city. That's when I did the most reading, and probably before I got a smartphone or something. So now I've got my cell phone, and if I'm waiting, I'm probably on it. But yeah, I used to read some fantasy novels. Are you much of a reader, or have you been?
Well, I've always had a library of, library card.
Yeah.
Always, right from a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And my children as well, they all had library cards. They didn't really use their library cards very much, but I just always enjoyed libraries. And for just actually last night, I was on the library board meeting.
Yeah.
It was the first time in close to 3 years or more.
Yeah.
And it was it was just like deja vu, you know?
Yeah. Were there familiar people there as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there was only three others besides me. Mm-hmm. Because people were busy and so on. But the three, I knew them all. And it was just wonderful to see the library is still there and having just lots of books and other things. I mean, you need to go and walk through there. That's all. Because this has a lot for you. And it's not simply, books that are boring.
No, yeah, there's lots of good stuff.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good stuff, yeah. So I would encourage, go visit, walk through there. You don't have to take anything. You can just walk through and have a look-see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. I've used their computers, I think. I think they've got computers you can just use. And Yeah, even just like a nice spot to sit. I definitely wish they had a window out the back facing the mountain. Because I think of, like, there isn't really a spot in town where you can sit on a cozy couch and read a book. And yet they don't have a big window facing that way, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. It might be in the very back where they do their sorting and stuff, maybe.
Right, yeah, maybe.
It's been quite a while since I've been back into the back.
Right, yeah. Behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
It seems to me you could see out in the back. But I'm not sure.
No, that's all right.
It's a nice little library with tons of good books. And they make sure that there's some new stuff as well, not just all the old stuff.
Yeah.
But there's some old stuff there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you bet. Okay, I'll thank another sponsor here. I'm going to work my way down the list. So let's say thank you to the Community Radio Fund of Canada for sponsoring CSEK as well.
Yeah, that's a big thank you to them because we're doing good here. I think we are honoring the music or the money that they provide, the help that they provide.
Yeah, sure.
It's probably sometime if they just give advice, maybe that's all.
Maybe. I don't even honestly know, but yeah, thank you to those guys for sponsoring.
Yeah.
And we've got about, 10 minutes left. And we could play, I'm excited about these guys, the Righteous Brothers? Yeah. Yeah, let's do their song. So why don't you let us know about them?
Yeah, well, they are Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, they're brothers, I guess. And Bobby Hatfield did pass away in 2003. And they have a song called You've Lost That Loving Feeling. And I don't know if we have time for a second one.
Yeah, we should.
Just Once in My Life.
Yeah, and these are the two songs that I was hoping we'd be able to get to today because they were ones I'd listened to recently.
Yeah, okay, so there you go.
All right, well.
A good way to say goodbye then.
Yeah, here we go. All righty, thank you.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day.
Thank you.
There we go. I think we've done that. Yeah, I'm back. Nice. So that was the Righteous Brothers, Just Once in My Life. Yeah. And yeah, Lorraine, I think we're down to the last couple of minutes here. So maybe just a little sign off, a little thanks for listening. And I'm glad it worked out. Did it work out okay on your end?
Yeah, it did, actually. It went much better than what I thought. I was worried a bit, thinking, yeah, how is this going to work?
But yeah. I was definitely a little worried because not having you in the space with me, like, you know, are we going to have our same little back and forths? And I think it felt okay, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. And in this weather, it's nice to not have to leave the house.
Oh, for sure.
The apartment, I guess.
Yeah, the apartment. Yeah, it's cold out there. It's for sure slippery and cold. And yeah, I'll be happy to warm my toes up after coming in.
Yeah, it's very slippery as well. Very slippery.
Yeah, I have ice grippers on my shoes, but they can't even dig in well enough. Like, I need really sharp ones or something. Fresh guys, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's because everything's frozen.
Oh, yeah, frozen solid. Yeah. Well, there you go. And, do you want to do one last sign-off for what folks have been listening to, the name of the show and the station?
Yeah, we are so fortunate, guys, here in Smithers, to have this radio program. This is CICK 93.9 FM, and we're here for you guys, really. It's just been awesome to listen and to be a part of this radio. It's just, we're a community, and I think it's just awesome.
It is awesome. Well, I've been one of your hosts. I'm Megan, and this is Smithers Community Radio, and you're listening to A Stroke of Luck, and with my lovely co-host, Lorraine, programming from home today, and stay tuned for the next show, and we'll catch you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Take care. Stay tuned.